Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us. We are now coming up on the holidays, and it is definitely a time where everybody is looking to buy gifts and to make merry, as they say, and to have a great time for a holiday. And we all know about all of the things that have been happening, probably the last 5 to 6 years. And it's been economic issues, house issues, banking issues, finance issues, and now we're upon health issues. Well, definitely the health issues is what we will be speaking about this evening. So many children and adults have really noticed themselves coming up with a lot of really, really, I guess you would call it a health crisis, because for some, it may be just a simple chronic illness. For others, it may be a terminal illness. But even still for others, it's something they may need to live with for their life, or it may end their life. Now, we all know that Christmas, we always think of some great things and celebrating, but when all of the health concerns that have gone on through the year, someone may be passing away just before the holidays, some may not even make it to the holidays, and still others know that this may be their last holiday. Now, I know this makes a lot of people uncomfortable, that conversation. They're like, oh, man, why do you have to bring that up? That just doesn't make sense. We're just going to be happy. We're in our own little world. As my daughter would say, I'm in my own little microcosm. Just leave me be. But you know what? You really need to start looking to the people to your left and right. They have, or they may not have, and they don't really want to ask for any help or support or for anyone else to bring a little bit of joy to their life. This evening, we're going to be talking about bringing joy to children in just those situations. My guest is Frank Squayo of Baking Memories for Kids. And it's really important because you know what? When I heard about Frank's story, it was, he makes cookies and he sells them and he helps a few kids. That's not what Frank does. Frank has taken his own health crisis, which was a turning point in his life, to be able to decide to make a bigger impact and help more children every single year. And each year passes, more and more children are able to be helped by Frank's Baking Memories for Kids. And it's really a very unique concept. It's not just something where you sit down and you say, let's throw some money in the can on my way passing because it's what I've got in my purse, and oh, my purse is too heavy anyway. It's really about making a conscious choice to help someone else. And that, I think, is the goal of Frank. So, Frank, I'd like to welcome you into the show. Thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for that amazing introduction, Dr. Jeanette.
You know, do you believe, too, that other people have said, why are we talking about this? This is holidays, you know. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't bother me.
I do agree with you, and you know, this is exactly what this charity is about. It's about spreading joy to families that might not have their children, like you said, next season or the season after that, and creating memories by helping this foundation.
So, Frank, you know, a lot of people say, well, how do I get started? What is this? What do you do? Are you just someone who just does this at home, or do you do it on a bigger scale? And if you could just tell us a little bit how you even got started to think up this concept, because I'll tell you, I've had a lot of these ideas myself, but it hasn't even gotten past the, oh, let's. As soon as I hear the word, let's make a business plan, I'm finished, I'm out of there. You know, it's
yeah.
Like, I don't know if I have enough inspiration. I don't know if I have enough get-go or what my issue is. But a lot of people want to help, and they don't know how. But I think you had a driving force. Can you tell us about how you even thought of doing something further? What in your life changed that?
Well, I guess what really was the start of the foundation is 7 years ago, I was diagnosed with advanced stage 3 testicular cancer. And it's a silent cancer that I had a lump in my neck, and it was quickly approaching my brain. And we immediately did two surgeries and went through 3 months of chemo. And I was able to get through all of that. But I believe in life everything happens for a reason. And I knew there was a reason for my illness and the struggle I had to survive. So with turning a bad situation into a good situation, I really spent a couple of years thinking about it and came up with the idea of helping children between the ages of 3 and 18 with life-threatening and terminal illnesses and creating a whole week where they can forget about their treatments, forget about all the struggles they have to go through, and go away with their whole family on a week-long vacation. And that's when I started the process of becoming a 501c3, and it was about a 3-year process, Dr. Jeanette, to get everything ready, create the website. So it is involved. It's not a simple process, but now we are in full steam, and we have done some amazing things that it makes everything very rewarding.
So going back to your own diagnosis, can you tell us a little bit about the process? Was there things there that you may, you know, sometimes we always say, when I go through it, then I can share it with others. So was your, as you said, your learning experience from this, what did it bring forth? I mean, like, you must have had good and bad days, and you must have had mountains to climb, right?
There were not too many good days. Most of them were bad days, where you to kill this cancer in your body, they have to pretty much give you a chemo, which is a platinum-based chemo drugs, that literally within the first 5 minutes of giving me my initial dosage, I lost my eyesight. I couldn't see. And It was a little scary because, you know, you're envisioning that this has done permanent damage. And thank God it did not. They just administered it too quickly. But it was six hours a day, Dr. Jeanette, for 5 straight days. And then you had 2 weeks off and you repeated that process 3 more times. So it was a total of 20 days of 6 hours of chemo every day. And basically, you feel when you're done that you lose all your hair. You gain a lot of weight from the steroids because they have to put you on those to keep you alive. It basically, the only way to really describe it is if you feel like I went from a 46-year-old man to a 95-year-old man. I had a hard time walking up a flight of steps. I had to stop halfway. And I am a very, very active person. So there was a lot of quiet time and trying to understand why everything is happening. And those who know me well know that, you know, I did that alone a lot of times. But, you know, with that, you see a vision, and the vision becomes clearer. When you leave the middle of the storm and you get to see and understand why that happened, then you create this vision, and the vision was baking memories for kids.
I think so many times when things happen to people, we sit back and say, why is this me? Oh, why did it happen to me? Oh, how many more rocks do I have to carry? And I always say to people, you know, God doesn't take UPS. He's not going to sign for your packages before you get there. Forget it, you know? And that is so true, you know? It's not always about you. It may be a lesson to show others. But just as you said, it was something to teach you or to learn and to give to others later. So we have to believe that we've got to be, there has to be some more energy besides just you sitting here thinking, hey, whoa, what about me, you know?
Exactly. Several people did say to me, why aren't you angry and you didn't do certain things that would have warranted you to get a disease such as what you had? And nobody knows how cancer starts or why somebody gets it and the other person doesn't. But what I do know is this foundation would not have started without me going through those treatments and that illness and going through all of that quiet time. And that's why this foundation now can help eventually hundreds of families only because of what I went through. And it is not all about you. You're exactly right, Dr. Jeanette.
And I think sometimes when people have a diagnosis, they'll say also, and I'm sure you found this, maybe not always with the children that you help, but I'm sure that they've had stories to tell you back, is there's been days where you want to lay down on the floor and say, I'm done. God, I'm cooked. Finished. I'm done. And only you are going to make me get up. Because other than that, how can people go on with that? You know? And I'm sure there's been many days for probably if you asked every one of the people that you deal with, you'll have the same story, don't you think?
I agree. And when you see, when it's I used to say to people when they had cancer and they were going through treatments, I know what you're going through. And you know what, Dr. Mm-hmm. Jeanette, I never knew what they were really going through until I had to walk that walk myself.
Right.
Now I see the families with their children. And it's a whole nother level of just taking over your entire life. One child is on a breathing apparatus and needs to be massaged every 3 hours. Two full-time nurses. She was two and a half when we sent her. She's three now. She had a life expectancy of only two. And she's going to be three in January. We're having a birthday party for her. She went on the trip, and it was just amazing. She walked into the parks, and all the Disney characters came over, and she did behind the scenes. And she's just looking up at them in her eyes and just glowing. And that's a whole nother level of joy that you can't even, it's indescribable.
And I think sometimes when people say you cannot affect change, I would say to them, take your fingernail and scratch a line from your elbow to your wrist. Did you get any chills? Did you make a line on your skin? Did you feel a sudden chill in your whole body? You just affected yourself. So when you're looking out at others, and just by feeling laughter and joy, you're giving your energy back and forth. There has to be a change, you know? Or even
I
when
agree.
You go to see someone that's sick and you put your hand on them, they always go, ah, oh, right? Or when you have a baby that falls asleep, you know, they just go, ah, oh, you know, that they just release all that energy. So I'm sure all of the work that you help with the kids is doing the same thing because it's letting that release go through. So then they, you know, move some of the rocks out of the way so the water can flow. They can be happy for a day or 2 days and maybe just feel a little better. And I think that makes a significant change in their health.
I agree. It definitely does. When we presented a family a couple of days ago outside of Philly in Franklinville, New Jersey, the mother just was, she held on to me and we both cried because it was so emotional that she says, what you're doing for my family. And I said, you're giving me a much bigger gift by accepting to
right.
go and meeting them was such an honor. And to see the children and see these, just an amazing, amazing family that's going to be going in a couple of months. You can change and you can change. Even if, like as you said, it's only for a week. It's a week that the family, they'll have these pictures and videos when the children get older, that when they went on this trip that they would never have had. And it's only because of people volunteering their time to make the cookies and the amazing people that have purchased over 2,000 orders to date that have bought these cookies that are get funding these trips. That's how it all works.
So let's start talking about you got the idea and you just started to do it. How did you start to do this? Did you start in your kitchen, or did you start just with a local church, or how did you do it?
Well, we set up the foundation, the 501c3 became official. Then we quickly went and built the website, which is an interactive website. You could nominate a family, purchase cookies, make donations, see a correspondence between the families, letters. That took about a year to build the website. And the cookie recipe and the cookie idea was really when I was much younger. I used to make these chocolate chip cookies, and tweaking the recipe over the years, I have another business, and as a gift, I give these cookies out to all of my customers as a gift every year, and they love them. So the idea of starting a foundation that didn't always have to ask for money and donations, I wanted to
right.
give the people something for what they're doing for the foundation. So that's why we decided to make it Baking Memories for Kids. I had my goddaughter and her sister sit there, and we made the logo with four crayons. We did a bunch of different variations, and the logo that you see on the website is the exact logo that they sat there and made at my desk while I was going through treatments, and we knew that this was going to be something. And now they're older, and they're just amazed of what this has become. But it was a three-year process from saying, yes, this is going to happen, till launching it and taking nominations and sending children and raising money with our cookie sale.
Because that's not, you know, something that's easy to do. A lot of people just say, you know, I'll try it for a little while and then I kind of go away. You must have had some driving force behind that. Do you have others that work with you, or do you doing this yourself? Or
I have my cousin who helps me out on a day-to-day basis, who's been absolutely amazing, and she's my right-hand person. But really, other than my volunteers, I have 60 kids that have volunteered their time on weekends, and we bake at a BOCES facility, and all of the students have come on their own time on weekends and nights. Just recently, there was a snowstorm in the Northeast. We had to put everything in a big U-Haul truck and go to my home and have everybody help package orders there. I've had the most amazing volunteers. But the process of starting the foundation has been, I have pretty much done everything on my own. And I'm out there going to Costco, buying 700 eggs, delivering them to the facility, mixing the dough with the volunteers, and packaging the cookies. The first year, I'm very, very hands-on. Next year, I'm not going to have that time. I'll have more volunteers. But it is an overwhelming process the first year. It's a learning curve. But thank God it really has all worked out through just amazing, amazing volunteers.
So tell us now how the foundation works. You have the website, and we know it's about cookies. Now, what do you do during the year, and then how do you do around holidays? Is it something all year, and how does the money get to the kids and where?
Okay. Come November 1st every year, we start taking orders. We sell a pound, it's a little over a pound of chocolate chip cookies, homemade chocolate chip cookies that are absolutely delicious. They come in a special container I had developed that we make in the States, and it looks like a cookie jar, and it sits on a countertop, and then it tells a story about the foundation on the label. So people who are giving it as gifts, they can read the story, and they understand why, what this is all about. It's not just a container of cookies that are delicious, but those cookies, they sell for $24.99. You can get them right on the website. And if you buy four, you don't pay anything for shipping, by the way. It's a special that we're running all year.
Mm-hmm.
But we only do this one time a year. We have one more week where we'll be taking orders, and then we won't take any more orders until next November. We raise all of our money in this period of time, and of the $25, we bring right to the bottom line, $20 goes right to the families. And we have no expenses in this foundation. There are no salaries. There's no rent. There are no electric bills. There's no phone bills. We are an old-fashioned type of charity that we can use, do so much with so little, and it's because of all these people buying these cookies.
And, you know, as I had said to you before the show, I can remember when we went through Katrina, everybody said, oh, I gave, you should be getting. And the answer is, no, we didn't see any of that money. So I know when you say that the money is going directly to the children, it is going directly there. So to all the listeners, the link for Frank's website is on today's show page, and the link also to order cookies is directly on today's show page. You just click it and you'll go right there. And it is very, very safe to be able to purchase online. And like he said, it's only, you know, November and December. But Frank also has other ways in which you might be able to help him and the kids. So can you share a little bit about that?
Yes, yes, Dr. Jeanette. At any time, anybody can go on and just donate funds, whether it's $10 or $100. That's all year long. And as a 501c3, in addition to when you purchase cookies and make a donation, it is tax deductible off of your taxes. So you can go to the website any day and just go on and help families and donate. And to just show you how much we do with little, it's about a $15,000 vacation that we're sending, because it's not only the child and their parents, but siblings. And they get to go on this trip that from the time they leave their home to the time they come back, they have a car, airline tickets. They get to go to a beautiful resort right outside of Disney. They get passes to Disney World, SeaWorld, Universal, Cape Canaveral. Everything, all the meals are included. Everything is included. And then they come home. So we can do that trip for about $3,000 because of all the people helping us out. So we only have to sell 170 containers of cookies to send an entire family on a life-changing trip. But when the cookie season ends, we just ask people if they can help us out with donations. And they can go on the website and make a donation or nominate a family. They can go right on the website and nominate a family that they know is deserving of this trip, and then we call them immediately after they're nominated.
So if I was like a community or something, potentially I could nominate someone, and then a group of us in the community could put together our funds and be able to help that child, right?
Exactly.
So really, it's a safe and secure way. I mean, a lot of people say, I don't know how to help this family. We don't have the capability to do our own nonprofit. We're not set up to be able to figure this out. So that may be even another easier way to help so that everything will go there quickly.
It's an easy way without having to set up your own 501c3 because, remember, you have to register with the state. It took us 9 months to start up on a foundation. So it's not an easy process, and it cost about $3,000 to set up the foundation. But when you're including a website of $15,000, you see how quickly all of the expenses add up dramatically. And I funded the entire foundation myself, but not everybody can do that, and it's a lot of time as well. So with your own little sale of selling cookies, we can do a bake sale at any time of the year, and somebody can get together a group and sell cookies. We can raise enough money to send another family. We can do that any time of the year. We would be more than happy to bake cookies not during this holiday season, but during this other times of the year, and do that as well. So there's a lot of different ways that we can work with a family that wants to go and somebody that's nominating that family.
And that really does sound great because, you know, it'll keep you busy all year, but it'll also keep more and more funds coming in, but more and more help going out. And I think that's really the purpose behind everything, right?
Exactly.
So can you tell, we have about a little about 20 minutes or so for story time. Can you tell us some stories of some children that you've helped? I'd love to hear them.
I think the most moving story is Eva Grace, and she's out of Connecticut, East Hartford, Connecticut, and she was the first family that we sent, and she is just an amazing little angel that her grandmother nominated her, and we immediately fell in love with this family, and their brother and parents went down, and she's special. She has spinal muscular atrophy. And she has the worst case level, but that doesn't bother her or the family because she is an amazing, amazing spirit and a fighter. And she, like I said earlier, she's already past her life expectancy by a year, and there's nothing that's going to convince me that she's not going to just keep on making miracles and keep on passing her life expectancy. And she went down, and her mother is just an amazing, amazing woman, and she said, I'm going to have my daughter do everything. If you go on the website, you'll see Eva Grace. She's in the pool. She's with all of the characters. I mean, they got to experience. And this is a girl that needs literally two full-time nurses. We flew two nurses down because she needs 24-hour-a-day care. And when you see them, they called me while they were down there and they took pictures and video. It just makes me feel so amazing and honored that I got to meet a family like this. And they become family. All of these people that we're sending and families that we're sending, they become part of my family going forward. So we'll be in touch and we'll talk all the time and I'll go to birthday parties. And the next family we're sending, they have two children with the same illness and they're going to be going in about 3 months and we just presented them a trip. Tomorrow I'm presenting a trip to a little boy who has leukemia. And thank God he's going to be okay, but he's 5 years old and they're going to go on the trip. So the stories, Dr. Jeanette, are endless. I mean, the joy that they can give. And when I talk to my volunteers about all of these families, you could see tears in everybody's eyes because what they're doing, they're not just baking cookies. They are creating memories and helping this foundation just get stronger and stronger. We had one company order 535 orders of our cookies. That's enough
Wow.
for four families. And everybody, every company that got those cookies, they called me today, is overwhelmed. The cookies are delicious, and they're just so happy that they were able to find us. And I'm thanking them a million times over that they got to change four families' lives by helping the foundation. So it's just been our first cookie sale. We raised about over $40,000, and it's only because of word of mouth and amazing people that we've got to make this foundation so strong in the first year.
And can you tell us the type qualifications that you have to be able to be accepted?
Yes.
To your nonprofit.
The child has to be between the ages of 3 and 18 years old, and they have to have either a life-threatening or terminal illness. And we do need the doctor's verifications on all of that. Right. So it is a process to get from nomination to where it's, you know, the trip is approved. And then we do a whole presentation. Tomorrow we're coming in on a fire truck. We have the mayor and the news, and the newspapers will be there. And it's a whole big surprise and celebration. But it is, you do have to have terminal situation or life-threatening. And it could be any illness.
And that is definitely something that you don't really want to always say, you know, well, I don't know how long the child has to live. But I'm sure there's a lot of qualifications that the doctor will be able to say this would be a great thing for the child. Are there children who are, well, I'm sure there's a lot of steps that you have to take when a child is going on a trip. How are you able to accommodate all of that, those medical concerns?
Well, they have to be approved by their doctor. Their doctor has to say that the child is able to make the trip. And obviously, you know, some children are in wheelchairs, and there's every child is a different situation. But, you know, you just work it through it. And, you know, some child might need oxygen on the plane, so that's a special situation that we have to work out with the airline. And then some need a ramp for the van when they get down there. And you just work it through it. And the facility that they stay at is called Give Kids the World in Florida. It is all wheelchair accessible. The child can go right into the shower. All the pools are wheelchair accessible. It's made for WISH type of families. So everything is made for if there are medical situations. And there's not a family. You can't just go there and stay at this facility on your own. You have to go through an organization like Baking Memories for Kids or another organization. But
I've never even known that there was something like that, so that does make things easier for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to keep reinventing the wheel, in other words. You know, it's definitely something is already set up and in place.
It makes the office side of my foundation where I do not need to have three or four people to set up, well, how do they get the passes from Disney? How do they get Universal passes? Once they go down there, Dr. Jeanette, they meet them at the airport. I give all my families cars so they can come and go to the parks as they please because there's so much to do, you almost can't do it in 1 week. But this facility, Give Kids the World, was started by a gentleman who saw this little girl's wish was to go to Disney World, and she passed away before that wish. And he said, I never want that to happen again. He bought a huge tract of property, and this facility has its own train that goes around. There's horseback riding. There's four pools. It's a Candyland game where the kids are the pieces and they play Candyland at night. All the Disney characters come over. They do one-on-one, the SeaWorld and Universal. Santa Claus comes one night and they do Christmas every week with all the kids. It's an amazing, amazing village that the families stay at, and they feel the kids are with other kids that are in similar type of situation, so that nobody feels different. And it's just amazing that this man had this dream, and I'm able to, you know, my foundation succeeds because of his vision and his dream.
So what type of cookies do you have?
They are chocolate chip cookies.
And how are they shipped?
We ship them priority mail. They usually get there within 2 to 3 days anywhere in the country.
Okay.
And it's, like I said, it's over a pound of cookies, and they come in a Cello bag, and then they come in a beautiful container that you can put right on your counter, and they're delicious. I've been tweaking this recipe, and people that get them just go crazy for them. They're absolutely, I'm a little biased, of course, but we've made over 120,000 so far this year.
And they're chocolate chip?
Chocolate chip cookies, and there's no nuts or any peanuts in them at all.
Yeah, because a lot of kids have had so many allergies with all of those, you know, nuts in the facilities kind of idea, you know. And you can pretty well control that because you know what's going into them, so it's not something you're getting at random put out by some big company, right?
No, we're buying, we get all of our ingredients from Costco. I'm going and buying 700 eggs, 200 pounds of butter, and the flour and all the ingredients, put it in my car, bring it over to the facility, and we start mixing them. They're fresh. They go in the packages, and they get shipped the same day. So the cookies are delicious. There's no preservatives in them, even not including the foundation. Just buying the cookies on their own, But obviously, it's so much more than just having a good chocolate chip cookie. There's so much more to it. And it's nice because it tells something on the label. So people who get them as gifts can read about the foundation right on the label. It talks about what we do and the vision of the foundation and how we send the families.
So have there been any hurdles that you've had? Because a lot of people are trying to set up these nonprofits for themselves and be able to help kids and stuff, and I'm sure you've had hurdles. So I guess maybe we also like to share because we say, hey, you know, you did it, and I'm telling you this is what happened. So that if you want to do it, this is what you may have happened. I guess it's kind of like learning and teaching and sharing.
Right. No, it is, and I guess the biggest hurdle that I had to overcome with the foundation is how do you get it out there? How do people find out about you
Right. Without
spending a lot of money in doing that? Because if we have to spend $20 for somebody to find us and they buy a container for $25 and it costs us $5 with the cookies and the container, then we've gained nothing. So really, Right. It's 90% of the orders have come really just through blessings, A, and B, people who know me and know my struggle and know my story of my cancer and know how passionate I am about the foundation. So they've put the word out there. And that's how we've gotten through the first season. And I can't be more pleased that we've sold this many cookies and we have enough resources to send 10 families in 2014. But getting the word out there, Dr. Jeanette, and doing it at a cost-effective manner, because I've tried things. I've tried Google searches and different things. They become very expensive, and it doesn't pull in the order. So that's the biggest challenge.
And it is a challenge getting the word out. You know, since the Internet, you know, everybody thinks it's great, more people will find you, when actually you're kind of like a little pea in the ocean. They're not going to find you, you know. It's even harder,
exactly.
I think, you know, because people have gone away and they've not even said that there would be any there's not even any newspapers, you know. I mean, we don't have a newspaper here now. So it
right.
is a big difference.
Yep.
Getting
that's
that word out.
That's why when we announce the families, exactly. When we announce the families, and tomorrow we're going to have potentially two television stations. When we did the Philadelphia family last week, we had every single newspaper there from every big newspaper in Philly, and every newspaper covered the story, and some put us on the front page with the family. And that's press that is just so valuable to the foundation, just to get the word out there. And somebody saw that, and now they nominated a family. So now we get to change another family potential's, you know, life because of the one family that we send. So it's a stepping stone. It's a process that it's a lot for one person, but it's at the end of the day, it's just so rewarding when you see these families and you meet them. And you just hug them, and they give you kisses because they're just so happy for what you're doing for them. It's all worth it.
So they get a full week, and is this kids anywhere in the country? I mean, I'm sure you must have a cap on what the expenses must be, or do you just look to have children from a certain area?
It's anywhere in the country. Obviously,
wow.
If somebody's in the middle of a country and they're not close to an airport, the tickets become more expensive. So while if it's somebody in the Northeast and there's a lot of airports and the airline tickets, because the airlines will not work with foundations. They do not help you.
Mm.
So we're paying full price
really?
For the airline ticket. And I've tried them all. I've tried every single airline. But that's the biggest hurdle is the airline expense. So it could be $300 a ticket. If it's $500 a ticket and there's seven people, that trip now is costing $5,000 instead of $3,000. So
right.
In answer to your question, we will take any family, and I personally go out and meet every single family because I want them to fit perfectly into the foundation. I don't ever want it to be a situation where it's not a good fit or, you know, I want families that might not have the resources to do a trip like this. They're buried with medical expenses, and they could never even think about doing a trip of this magnitude. So those are the perfect families for us to send because they just—it's just a whole other level.
Are you set up at all to be able to take airline miles?
We are not. We are not yet.
No.
But that is another option, and that's something we have to look into for this year.
Yeah, because a lot of people, I know I myself had some, and they were right at the end, and I missed the date, and they said, well, your only option is to donate. And it's like, oh, okay, what do I do with them, you know?
Yeah, I have to get in touch with the credit card companies and, I guess, get approved by them, which should not be a problem, but that is an excellent idea.
Yeah, especially when, you know, that could cut your costs potentially in half, especially if you have so many people in the family. How many people do you take? Do you have a cap on that also? Is it, I mean, mother, father, and child, but then what do you do from there?
In some cases where the family we're announcing tomorrow, there's four brothers and sisters, and they'll all go. We send the entire family and the parents as well. And if one parent is missing for whatever reason, we can include a grandparent. So there's different combinations, but basically, Dr. Jeanette, it's the entire family that goes on the trip. So, you know, obviously the expenses vary, and, you know, every family is different.
And you also said about medical personnel going with them. How does that work?
If it's needed, we include that as well. So we will pay for the airline tickets. They will get the passes into the park as well. So if it's a necessity, the doctor's saying that this family needs that, we can send that medical person with them. With little Eva Grace, she needs 24-hour daycare, so we flew two nurses down, and there was one nurse with Eva every minute in the park while the other nurse rested at home, and they kept on switching off. Mm-hmm. So we are flying medical people down as well because that's the only way those trips work.
And it seems like such a large production. I mean, I'm just overwhelmed by how you're able to work all this together. It just, I'm sure you must have spent a whole lot of time mapping it all out and everything, but you seem like it's so flawless, yet it's such a big production. And I just think it's a great thing that you do, and it's, you know, only you could do it, you know?
Thank you, Dr. Jenna. Thank you. And it, you know, you draw strength from what I went through, and then you get re-energized every time you see a family. But to say I'm working on very little sleep for the past month is an understatement. I normally sleep 8 hours. I'm happy to get 4 in right now.
Wow.
But it's all worth it.
So can we go back to your health? And how is it now?
It's excellent. I am down to, after 20, 30 scans and a million pints of blood and testing from a monthly basis to quarterly, now I have to see my oncologist once a year. And I think we talk about sports more than we talk about my health. So it's thank God the cancer. I'm cancer-free. They'll still do a lot of tests on an annual basis, but everything is really behind me at this point. So thank God it was a cancer that a gentleman tried this one recipe of, because normally if you got testicular cancer, it was a death sentence at any level. But this one gentleman tried these platinum-based drugs, and that was a huge success. And because of that man trying this concoction of drugs, it worked, and I would be able to survive it because it was so advanced. It was quickly approaching my brain. It was days away from going into my brain. And chemo doesn't kill, chemo can't kill the cancer when it's in your brain.
Right. And it's, you know, so many people, when they hear the word cancer, they want to go and crawl up and, you know, not know what else to do.
Of course.
So you've certainly had a lot of strength that you've had to be able to figure it out. On how to fix
I was blessed to have a strong foundation and great, amazing family and friends and a lot of people praying for me and just very, very fortunate to have a great circle. But that being said, it still was overwhelming. But when you could start to see the light at the end of the storm and you realize what it was all about, I have to remind myself at times that I had cancer because I don't even think of it anymore. Which to me it's a good feeling.
Sure is. Well, Frank, we have a caller. Is it okay if we take that?
That would be great.
Great. So let's see. Hello, 404, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Frank and your first name?
Well, this is Matt. I'm actually a personal friend of Frank's. He knows who I am and very, very close with my family. You know, I just couldn't be prouder for Frank. And I know Frank, you're there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Good. And, you know, definitely our family is very much in I hate using the word in debt to Frank for what he did, because he actually spent his time helping. I lost my father to cancer a few years back, and Frank spent uncountless hours, you know, with my father, and if I could repay him just anything, you know, I definitely would. And when he developed this this charity, and I couldn't be more supportive of him for him than I am now. You know, down here in Atlanta, it's definitely touching me. You know, and it's just for just a small donation. You know, and it's cookies. Who doesn't love cookies, especially around the holidays? And to provide such a great opportunity for children to go to such a great place. My wife and I have a 3-year-old, and we thank count our blessings every day for her. And what Frank's doing is just, you know, and I'm speaking from a parent, it's unbelievable. It goes beyond words. So I just wanted to call
Matt,
in.
Matt's dad was just the most amazing, positive man that fought a battle that nobody should have to go through. And they weren't familiar with Manhattan, so they would drive down to my house, and I would go into the city with them, and we would laugh and have a good time. We went to Yankee Stadium, and I got to get him to go in the dugout, and he is just an amazing man, full of life, and enjoyed everything to the last moment. And I know your dad is smiling down in heaven from heaven, looking down at you calling in and talking about the foundation. So he's seeing everything,
you know, Frank,
but it was amazing.
Him, I mean, you guys spent tons of times together, you know, like I said, countless hours together. And just to give your time to him, and then you know, I when we found out that about your battle, you know, that, I mean, you're part of my family, you're part of our, you know, our extended family, and you know, any way you cut it, and then it's, you know, talking to a family member, in my opinion, every time we talk on the phone, and you know, like I said, it's definitely. It makes you want to do better when you see Frank do this and take the time and all the effort and all his team puts into it. And like I said, it's you know, $25. That's all it is, and you're gonna help a child go to literally the happiest place on earth. Mm. And the look we were able to take our daughter a couple of years ago down to Disney, and the look on her face when she just met Minnie Mouse and all the characters and everything, you can't replace it. You just can't replace it. So, like I said, I just wanted to give my support.
Thanks,
definitely, we're down in Atlanta. We're definitely talking up and talking to anybody who will listen. About it, and you know, any of the listeners, it's such a small amount to give a lifetime of memories to not just the children, even the parents, just to see their face light up. So,
thanks,
but I wish
Matt.
You guys,
you're a special,
you know,
man.
Best of luck, and you know, Frank, anything we can do, anything, you know where I am, and you
yep,
know, I'll
I
give
do.
You the world
you're
if
great,
I
man.
Have to.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Thank you so much. It was so great calling in. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling,
Absolutely.
Matt. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night, guys.
Thank
okay.
you.
Bye-bye, Matt.
Bye-bye.
And, you know, that is the whole story. That is you right there, Frank, is, you know, you've taken from what you've had happen to you. You figured it out, and you said, well, I don't have anything else to do. I think I'm going to give back, and I'm going to give back good and like I would like to be for me. And, you know, sometimes I think when we give to people and we say, you know, they say, like as you did before, the parents say, well, you know, they're so grateful, and you say, but you're really giving back to me. And that really is true. It's got to be that give and take, because things will always go around circle. So you don't just give it out and give it out. You always get back because you look and you pay attention of the families. You know who the families are. You know their struggles. And you appreciate all that you can do for them. And, you know, you just keep giving in as much as you can of yourself. And that's right there what's the most important.
It's easy when when you're passionate about something, and it's an honor to meet all these families and be able to help them in any way possible. If I can help for a week, it's just my blessing that I can see them and meet them and always get to know the families as they grow older. It's just an amazing gift that they're giving me, really.
And you know, I can honestly say that you're saying about helping kids, and I'm sure you've said from very young age to older age, I'm sure you've had some families that have had children that you've lost over the time. And how has that affected yourself in giving others? Do you know what I'm saying? Because, when those things happen, sometimes it sets people back. And they say, I can't go on. But I think you've done just the opposite. You've taken that as a strength to keep going on and keep giving.
Yes, I mean, thank God so far the families that we're working with and we've sent, the children are all doing great. But that is going to be a hurdle down the road of just feeling that family's pain for the loss of their child. But, I think, Dr. Jeanette, in life you have to look at things half full or half empty. It's a simple statement, but it means you take it to this point. You focus on what an amazing trip that was, and I could sit with them and reminisce and look at pictures. And that's the only way to get through that, because there is no reason why this should happen just to a child. It's just inconceivable. But you have to dwell on, and these families are trying to help me and get the foundation known, and they want to work with me down the road. So it's kind of like I'm picking up everybody along the way, and this foundation is going to get stronger and larger. And they feel so rewarded. They feel so empowered that they're able to help other families. So it's just an amazing experience. There's no other way to describe it.
I think it really tends to, as they say, the rolling stone will gather. I mean, you just start gathering other people to be able to further expand your nonprofit. I'm sure if we speak to you next year, you might be doing an extra month, You just never know.
Exactly.
Things will be changing, or you may be set up then to take airline miles. So times will change and they will start expanding. And to know that, you're already set up and you're ready to go and people can start asking for help but also giving to you so you can help others.
Yes. No, we'll be as every year, this first year, it was a growing. There was a lot of growing struggles and pains. And listen, I'm human. There were mistakes that were made. But one thing that this mistake was not made. We will never change who we are as a foundation, meaning that there will not be a situation where only 20 cents of every dollar goes towards these families. The ingredients, the container, that's it. That's our cost. That will always remain the same. I'm blessed enough financially where I can survive without having to draw a salary. But this foundation next year, and God willing, I'd love to be back on your show. It was an honor to be talking to you, Doctor. And I'd love to update you during the year as well of what's going on, because we will get stronger and learn as we go. But we couldn't be happier for our first year. It's just one blessing and one amazing experience after another.
Well, Frank, it's the end of 2013 and the beginning of 2014. I think you will be elected as our nonprofit to fund and to speak about going forward in 2014, if that's okay with you.
Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable. I'm so excited. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're amazing,
so,
Dr. Jeanette.
Well, what the plan was, what that will mean for you is that on every show that I have coming up in the year 2014, we'll always have at least a 30 to 45 second topic about you and also include your link on every single show page, if that works. Would that work for you?
Oh, that is an amazing, amazing thing that you're doing for the foundation. I just can't thank you enough. Yes.
Well, that's one way of growing the spider web, right? Spreading
exactly.
The word out.
Everybody hops on board, and you just pay it forward, as they say. And you are
right.
You are a memory maker for doing that. We call all of our people that buy cookies and donate money and memory makers because it's baking memories, and they're memory makers. Everybody that baked, people that volunteered their time, the facility that gave us the time to bake in their facility and didn't charge us a nickel,
right.
And we were there for every day. Those are all memory makers. Everybody has just been amazing, and you are now on that list, Dr. Jeanette, and we can't thank you enough.
Oh, you're welcome. I just think that, you know, I myself don't have the time or the funds to do that, but I think when you can also share it, that will help others to be able to give to you even more, you know? And also about when you say you go out and buy your own things, are you just buying them from a local store?
One of the things I've done in different careers, I've helped companies become cost-effective and efficient. So for the whole year, I had everything lined up where I knew exactly where to get the containers. We were going to originally get them from China, and I found a place in Brooklyn, and we got them for $1 less a container. Now, that adds up. We also, I forgot to mention, Dr. Jeanette, we give $1 of every order to St. Jude to help find the cure for these cancers.
Mm-hmm.
So every order, $1 goes right to St. Jude. We're affiliated with St. Jude. But I go to Costco. Costco literally gets the ingredients the cheapest possible price, and that's where I buy all of my ingredients from because it's cheaper than other warehouses.
Well, I'm sure if somebody is listening throughout the year, we're going to have some different kind of inventive ways for you to be able to get some additional help. I myself will just throw it out there. I always like when people would give me a Costco card with a gift card with money on it.
Yep.
So if any of the listeners are listening, Costco cards with money on it is great. Also, you know, if you'd like to donate, you can donate directly through Frank's website. The link is on today's show page. That's the second one. Third one is that you can purchase the cookies, and as Frank said, $20 of the $25 goes directly into the children, with a dollar off of that going to St. Jude. So there are several different ways that you can get this money to Frank, and then Frank take it and directly give it to the children. So it's really, it's not a long process. He's not sending it through, you know, administrators, and you call in and blah, blah, blah. You just plain go to the website, do what you need to do, and it'll get directly to him. And I think that's very important, Frank, that people know it's not some administrative thing you've set up where funds go there and they have to be processed and yada, yada, yada. You know, that administrative little token everybody gets. So you don't do that at all.
No, it's such a simple process, Dr. Jeanette. Somebody places an order for cookies. I get a notification on my smartphone. I print it out. I put that label on the box. We put the container in. This morning I packed out 50 orders myself and bring them to the post office. That's as simple. That money goes into the account, and then we pay to have the children go on the trip. That's it. It's as simple as that.
You know, that's the best way. You know, the simpler the better, because it really needs to just get to them where it needs to be.
Exactly.
Well, Frank, I'd like to thank you for being with us today. I told you we'd run through this hour really fast.
We did.
So you will definitely be on for 2014 for the whole year, and we will schedule you, and you'll have to remind me now, put it on your calendar, because I don't ever remember. But next November, you give me a call, and we'll have you on the show again for an update and another show just like today.
I would love that. I would love that. Any time during the year, I'd be more than happy to talk to you, Dr. Jeanette. It was just amazing being on your show. I can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much for being with us, and I'm sure you'll have a restful new year after the holidays, right?
Exactly. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, Frank.
My pleasure. Happy holidays, everybody. Thank you, Dr. Jeanette.
Thank you. Have a good evening. So anyone like more information about Frank, the link to his website is on our show page. Baking Memories for Kids is his nonprofit, and the link is on the show page. You can click directly on there. He also does have a Contact Us link. So if you have any other ingenious ways that you'd like to donate to him, or if you'd like to nominate a child and maybe your community together would like to put money in for that child, all of these different creative things, email Frank. I'm sure he'll have an answer, and if he doesn't have an answer, he'll figure it out and get back to you. Because you know what? It's really all about giving to children who really are in the time of their life where they do need help. And if you could just look at anybody and say, I really need you to smile, and they're like, I can't. Well, we'll try and help you smile. Try to lighten your load and make things a little bit easier. And Frank is definitely out there, and he does this every day of the year, and he does it even harder between November and the end of the year with his cookies. So please check his website. Please make a purchase. Make a donation. We will be using Frank's nonprofit throughout the year, so you will be able to give throughout the year. It will be on every one of our shows. So thank you so much for being with us today, and have a great holiday.